mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Paul Harvey, the conscience of radio, has now been seized by Lucifer. He's openly saying we should do what we did with the Indians with smallpox. Black slavery was good. Just total evil right out in the open. They're talking about Alberto Gonzalez for attorney general. But good news, they're coming out admitting Ritalin and Prozac are deadly poisonous. It's all over the mainstream news. Just masses of information. We'll be talking about Codex Alimentarius coming up in a few minutes with a guest, Dr. Green. We got Joe Bannister, who just won his case against the IRS, coming up with his lawyers in the third hour. Right now, let's try to get a few calls in here quickly. Lori in San Diego, California. Lori, welcome.
Well, hi. How you doing? I spoke to you last week. I'm the person who used to pick up the bodies in San Diego?
Yes.
Okay. I've called you several times, and you're on my punishment list because I want you to come to San Diego.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I can't. I literally am tied down. But what's going on?
Well, I want you to check out all of the corruption going on in San Diego.
There's so much corruption and open admitted evil that I can't even, talking 100 miles an hour, cover it all.
Well, I still want you to come to San Diego.
Okay. Maybe someday.
The whole city council is, up on these corruption charges. I think this is a pretty big city. And I'd really like to have you and Dr. Stan and David Icke and Kathy O'Brien all come together.
But I can reach more people doing a single radio interview than coming somewhere and speaking to a crowd of 1,000 people.
Yeah, but I know some pretty, high up people around here that I really think need to, to understand what's going on.
Well, they need to go to the website, Lori. Is there any news or information on your mind?
No, not at the moment.
Lori, call me back sometime when I got more time. Take care. Clyde in Louisiana. Clyde, go ahead.
Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
Amen, brother. Amen. This country is in trouble. We're in trouble. May God help us. May God help us. I wanted to ask you, I've awakened to the New World Order about 10 years ago, and I've just finished reading the book by George Orwell, 1984, and I just kind of wanted to hear your parallels between 1984 and explain to the audience.
Well, there's too many parallels, but torture, false information, propaganda, government-sponsored terrorism to scare the population into submission, the terrorists working for the government, just cameras and microphones everywhere, the family broken up. I mean, there's just too many parallels. Secret police everywhere, helicopters looking through your walls. I mean, where does it end?
Yeah, it's amazing. This book, which was written so long ago, can just basically foresee your future like this. And that's all I wanted to say. Got your video, Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, and I'm doing my best to wake people up here in Monroe, Louisiana.
Clyde, what did you think of Paul Harvey's comments?
It's ridiculous. I mean, I want to know, do these people actually believe the stuff, the garbage that they're spewing, or are they just delusioned?
Oh, I think they're delusional. I think they believe what they're saying. These are evil people.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
my gosh, what we did to the Indians was good. What we did to blacks was good. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah,
he's not going to get in trouble for that. I mean, what do you want to say to Paul Harvey, sir?
I just want to tell him that he needs to wake up and he needs to come back to the light side of the force. Basically, I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, I can't understand how in today's world you can say something like that. And where's the backlash? Where's the backlash from the so-called
Democrats?
By
the way, if they started nuking Iraq, it would cause even bigger problems.
Exactly.
It isn't like Japan where all the people follow the emperor's orders.
Exactly.
And all you have to do is get to the emperor.
Yes.
Over there, it would cause even more bedlam. And they're talking about killing everybody in Iraq, basically. Genocide.
Yeah, well, I guess this is part of the new freedom, I guess. New world order.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe we're mentally ill. We just need to take our Prozac, Clyde. We'll feel better once we have our brain chips. Clyde, thanks for the call. God bless. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 30 seconds, second segment of the second hour. Darren and David and Daniel and Arthur and Ralph and John and everybody, your calls are coming up because regardless of what issue you bring up, it'll be tied into globalism and global government. So we'll be going to your calls coming up in the next segment or so. I know people want to talk about the new Supreme Court situation, probably be Alberto, I love torture Gonzalez, and you're an evil liberal if you're against him because he's anti-gun. I mean, it's such a joke, folks. Paul Harvey saying black slavery was a good thing and saying that, smallpox blankets to the Native Americans was a good thing, and we got to get tough and start nuking people. I mean, this is just a mass insanity. Some good news, though, on the alternative health front, a bunch of information coming out mainstream on what Ritalin does to children, what Prozac does to children. Now the FDA has had to issue its second warning for adults and suicide, increased suicide risk associated with serotonin reuptake inhibitors. So just masses of news. Joe Bannister in the next hour, the man who just got done beating the IRS, former IRS agent, armed Treasury officer, to be precise. But for those that don't know, CAFTA, while you were busy getting the fishing boat ready, you're busy getting ready to go camping, you're busy getting ready to go see Grandma, getting ready for the nation's birthday, the Declaration of Independence that Thomas Jefferson wrote up 229 years ago yesterday, and the signing of the unanimous Declaration of Independence by the 13 independent colonies. While you were busy doing that, they passed CAFTA in the Senate, the wildly unpopular super bill that will merge us in with Central America. You thought NAFTA was bad 10 years ago with the massive, 5 million jobs lost conservatively. The media keeps saying 3 million. It's 5 million. That's the Congressional Budget Office. And if it passes the House, regulations on our Social Security, law enforcement, continental security perimeters, regulations, it'll tie into international regulations through Canada that Canada has with the EU to honor all treaty obligations. So then we'll be under Codex Alimentarius. And for those that don't know what it is this giant private regulatory system similar to the WTO. The World Trade Organization was set up in 1996, but already it rules over our Congress. Well, this will be the same thing. And it is the big drug companies saying that literally they will decide how much vitamin C you can have over the counter, how much St. John's wort, you name it. And that's just one of the wrinkles of this big story. And through CAFTA and then the Free Trade Area of the Americas, we go under this. And joining me is a gentleman who's on the board of a very powerful and prolific organization, Coalition for Health Freedom. CoalitionForHealthFreedom.org, or just go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got links to it, and they have detailed analysis there of Codex Alimentarius. And joining us is Dr. Chris Green, and one of the trailblazers many years ago warning us of Codex Alimentarius, and now this nightmare is arriving. And if you don't believe they'll take your supplements, folks, and make them basically prescriptions sold to you at high prices by the drug companies, then you need only look at the Supreme Court ruling of two Thursdays ago on private property. They're doing it. Dr. Green, good to have you on with us, sir.
Alex, thanks for the opportunity to be with you and your good listening audience, and really for the fight for truth and being able to get this out to the masses, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to do that.
Well, thank you. It's a complex issue, but first off, tell us about yourself, the organization, any key websites or things you want to plug, and then as if you're talking to five-year-olds, because I myself have been studying this Codex Alimentarius for 8 years, and still it's so huge, it's hard to grasp.
It truly is. It's something that, you know, I've worked with a couple of different organizations, Dr. Matthias Rath, who has been fighting it for a number of years, who had worked with Linus Pauling. I have done a lot of key lectures for him across the country, and we've been warning people about this codex issue. It was something that it is very hard to get a grasp on, and really when you look at the whole complexity of it, the codex is really an outpocketing of two joint committees. You have the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations and then the World Health Organization. And what they were trying to do was to formulate one single standard governing the sale of food and food supplements across the country or across the world. And so this whole globalization that you're talking about is exactly right. What we have to remember is that with where we stand, I think that, you know, we have to remember that it's not going to affect our laws right now. And what you had done very eloquently is to say that the CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, that is really going to be the burgeoning aspect of what's going on, and to really see if we're going to have to follow these guidelines that Codex is now implementing.
Well, this is what they do. You know, they pass a global tax, and then they implement it 5 years later. Or they pass an income tax at 0.5%, and 20 years later it's at 40%.
Right.
They know what they're doing. I've read, for those that don't know, I've read the documents. The claims you've been hearing are true. It's like when they say, well, Free Trade Area of the Americas doesn't take our sovereignty. Well, then you actually read the treaties. That's exactly what it does. So there's a lot of deception here.
Well, what you're seeing is exactly right. I mean, when you have CAFTA, which is 1,000 pages of fine print, it will bind the U.S. into this new global arrangement that we're talking about. And it really sets us up for failure in being able to have our rights taken away as far as being able to get supplements.
Well, you heard my analysis and my analogy of the WTO, set up in the mid-90s. Totally private and has more power than Congress on trade.
Absolutely.
Levying what? $10 billion fines in some cases?
Well, you got to realize that the World Trade Organization has really, in 42 out of 48 cases, has gone against the U.S. So to say that this is not going to affect us in some way, is going to be sadly mistaken.
Well, tell us what Codex is specifically. I mean, it's just like New Freedom. It's written up by the drug companies, passed in friendly countries, and then if we sign treaty deals, we have to follow those obligations. Those are now happening. Give us details of what it'll do if they get their way.
Well, when you look at it from this standpoint, the Codex Committee met yesterday. So their meeting in Rome, Italy, started yesterday. They have already passed the guidelines now for Codex that will be a world, I guess, perspective on it. And when you look at this, what's going to happen is that we are going to be in the middle of being able to have certain supplements being taken away from us over time. Now, this has already happened.
And they'll use certain things to demonize certain things. Oh, this makes you have a heart attack, and to demonize the entire spectrum of vitamins and things in people's minds.
No question about it. I mean, when you look at the safety of the food supplement industry, it's unparalleled. I mean, there's nothing that comes close. And you look at the pharmaceutical and drug industry, to me it's the third leading cause of death, but if you read Carolyn Dean and Gary Null's work, it's the leading cause of death in this country.
A couple hundred thousand deaths a year, admittedly, from drug reactions.
Absolutely. And so with supplements, what they've done is taken examples like tryptophan that was pulled off the market in 1989, saying, well, we have to make sure it's safe. Well, all that happened was that you had a company called Showa Denko that did not filter their product, and it created a problem with a muscular disorder that killed about 145 people. When you look at the whole picture, though, the tryptophan has been really used very safely.
Pharma kills 285,000 last year's numbers, and supplements from sometimes people putting bad ingredients in, a couple hundred.
Absolutely, or less, realistically. I think our industry as a whole is very safe. And
hundreds die every year from bad hamburger meat. I mean, are we going to ban hamburger meat?
Well, I think that's what it's coming down to. I think that you're going to look at serious Codex guidelines under other issues. We're going to be looking at genetically modified organisms, irradiation, antibiotics, hormones, pesticide residues. You're going to look at the Monsanto being able to use the Roundup Ready crops in these countries where the seeds, they have to keep getting the seeds from Monsanto to grow their crops.
Exactly. We always look at what CAFTA does to America, but it does even worse stuff to these other countries.
Well, what it's going to do is that we're going to eventually lower our standards to these other countries. And that's what's going to happen down the road. Is it
Doctor, you
right
mentioned
away?
This. Let me just read this. FDA issued second suicide warning for adults on SSRIs. That's Prozac. Associated Press yesterday. Here's the Houston Chronicle. Closer look for possible Ritalin cancer link. Everybody knows speed does that.
Absolutely.
Here's another one. Ritalin aspartame chromosome damage killing kids. I mean, how many articles?
Well, I mean, they come on and on every day, and what's nice is I've been able to really catalog quite a few of these articles, and as we see, when do you see the supplements? There's really nothing in there showing that supplements are really doing any harm, and yet what Codex is now doing, they're misapplying a toxic chemical risk assessment model to helpful nutrients. So what's going to happen is that they're looking at only the risk side of supplements and not the benefit. And that's really what the Codex is.
So that's not even
about
their normal standard, because they, quote, look at the benefits of Ritalin when, you know, quote, outweighing the bad benefits.
Absolutely. And so when you look at the aspect of what's going to happen, I think that we're going to be seeing lower standards across the world of what is available. So in other words, they're going to lower vitamin C to, let's say, from 2,000 milligrams to 200 milligrams. Vitamin D will drop from like 50 IUs to 5 IUs. Vitamin E from 1,000 daily IUs to maybe 15 IUs.
And it'll be illegal for stores to sell it in higher increments, and they're admitting they're going to track how many bottles you buy.
Well, and what's going to happen, too, is that you're going to see that it's going to be synthetic isolates that are going to be primarily available. And you're seeing a lot of these companies that are in the pharmaceutical industries that are already readying for these standards because they knew what was coming down the pike.
Because they
really
wrote them. So
yeah.
Basically it's economic warfare as well, not just a control issue, going after a great industry.
Well, I believe so. And what's sad about it is that you have many within our own industry that really feel that Codex is not going to be an issue, and that the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act of 1994, which really saved our industry, and it took over 2.6 million people writing letters and going to Congress and being able to really let their congressmen know that we wanted health freedom for vitamins. And now this is being taken away from us.
Well, Dr. Green, stay right there. I want to talk about solutions and ways to fight this. This is only one issue in CAFTA and FTAA. This is globalization. Total control of your life. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want? To be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch magazine.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
All right, Darren and David and Arthur and John and many others, your calls are coming up in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I'm jumping in a lot on Dr. Chris Green, who, of course, is on the board of the Coalition for Health Freedom, coalitionforhealthfreedom.org. Doc, you know, it's just like the Supreme Court ruling 2 weeks ago about taking private property for private use. People said, oh, don't worry, that's just in this case. And now all over the country, from Texas to California to New York, they're moving to take private property for private use. Now, people are in systemic denial about just this. You have to take you know, these international laws and treaties and rules in the context of everything else. It's a tsunami, a tidal wave of regulatory control written up by big predatory corporations.
Well, this has happened. I mean, when you look at it, I don't think it's just happened overnight. I think this is something that's been coming down the pike for quite a bit, quite a long time. And unfortunately, the news media, conventional news media, is not covering the real issues here. And it shows like yours that is getting this word out and being able to raise people's awareness. I do a radio show here in the Atlanta area, Monday through Friday as well. And this is what we talk about, these issues that are being taken away from us, these things that we take for granted, that all of a sudden we're going to wake up one day and realize that we've lost many of our fundamental rights.
That's right. I think I'm going to be on your broadcast the 13th.
Yes, sir. You sure are.
I'll look forward to that. Why don't you tell folks about the station?
It's WGUN. It's 1010 AM. Actually, they are working on becoming internet streaming. We are a 50,000-watt station in the Atlanta area.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest stations on the East Coast.
It is. It covers quite a range, and we have been talking about health issues primarily, but we've had to obviously get into the political arena based on what's going on with the Central American Free Trade Agreement, and now what is... It's ironic that the Codex Commission passed its ruling on July 4th. I just found that very ironic.
When is your broadcast on that station?
It's July 13th. That'll be next Wednesday.
No, I mean...
It'll time.
Yeah, when is it normally on?
It's 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. Well, that should be a very important broadcast. What are solutions? I mean, obviously, education. We've got to warn people.
Well, a couple things that I think that are important right now. We have, as you mentioned, that the House has already passed the CAFTA resolution, and now the Senate, and now that's going to be up to the House. Now, this week, as Congress is not in session, is the time to get to your congressman and talk about CAFTA and talk about Codex and your concerns with that. And so my recommendation at this point is to get with your congressman locally and to tell him your concern about CAFTA, because they will vote on it, I'm assuming, around July 11th. And we will know by next week where we stand with CAFTA, and I'm really nervous about that vote. Because
well, CAFTA is wildly unpopular, like the open borders and everything else. In major polls, we're upwards of 90% against it. It was only 65% against NAFTA back in 94 before people knew the details, but still we had the majority. It's unconstitutional. It's un-American. Plus, everybody's against it, but the Senate passed it, and the House committees passed it, too.
Well, what was concerning me is that Orrin Hatch, who has been a big supporter of the vitamin supplement industry, approved it as well. And I'm like, well, people are saying, well, we don't have to worry about what's going on here because we have DSHEA. DSHEA is under attack. The Dietary Supplement Health Education Act is under attack. And you have many congressmen and many senators that wish that it was repealed. But what you have, because, again, probably most of their campaign contributions are being funded by the pharmaceutical industries. And so now,
well, not
we have,
probably. They're one of the biggest contributors, and that we know they're the biggest buyer of advertising. I mean, if you watch the nightly news, sometimes half the ads are pharma.
Well, and what you see is that they've really become a monopoly, and that we can't talk about or bring in the idea of alternatives. It really is trying to. It's really suppression more so than anything.
Well, it certainly is. And, Doctor, these callers will be all over the map, but it'll all tie back into globalization. Stay with us. I want to come back and take some calls. But before we go to break here, what are some of the key websites we can visit to find out the details?
Well, Kevin Miller has produced a beautiful documentary on the CAFTA and the Codex situation. It's www.welltv.com. That's WELLTV.com. You can also go to our website, the www.coalitionforhealthfreedom.org, and it has an action link, and it also, I think, has a link to the documentary. The documentary, Kevin Miller, wonderful documentary filmmaker that won awards when he wrote the Let Truth Be the Bias about 11 years ago, and this was on the DSHEA Act. Now he's done it, the same thing on We Become Silent on Codex. So those two websites definitely hit.
All right. Well, that's important. People need to get educated on this. It's not coming. It's here, folks. We'll be right back, Doctor. Please stay with us, and we'll take your calls on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com are my websites. Check them out today.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the 3 foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Talking about globalization, cap to pass the Senate. The House has passed it out of committee. It could be in the next week or so. They're saying it'll probably pass the House unless you get on the stick. Oh, just a small note here for listeners. A lot of people image my operation, what I do with my films, as some giant, you know, organization. And you get mad if I don't email you back or if I don't respond to your letters. Keep the letters and email coming. You send us a lot of great info, but I really can't respond to 98% of it. I've only got 3 employees, I guess 4 if you count a part-time employee. I'm a small operation. We do reach tens of millions of people, but nevertheless, we are small, folks. And we are undercapitalized. We are focused. We are researchers. We are educated on the facts. We are effective. But the real power comes from you being leaders. If I get another call, you know, another phone call, I get them every day. Alex, you need to do this. You need to do that. You need to do more on this issue. You need to come here. You need to go there. Folks, we can't do it all. We bring you the best guests, the best activists, the best minds fighting, you know, 1,000 different fronts. And, you know, how we fund this operation and how we bring you all these guests and try to support what they're doing is with my documentary films. Not to mention the fact that these really are some of the best documentaries out there on the New World Order, on who the globalists are, on who's behind the terrorism, on the police state, on the land grabs, on the forced drugging, on all the control. And really, these videos will not be seen unless you get them and you make copies and you air them on Access TV and you show them at your local college campus or at your VFW hall or at the local library. And I want to thank all the listeners that have been activists, that have taken action, that have done so much. And I want to ask those that have taken action to do more in this fight. And I want to ask all those that know what's happening but haven't gotten actively involved to please get involved. And a great way to start is getting Martial Law, my new film. It covers the police state, 9/11 like no other film. Then it gets into who the globalists are, their mindset, their ideology, what their master plan is. It is my best film. My other films are excellent as well. Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, American Dictators. Some of these videos are just $5.95 apiece. That's the kind of specials we've got, just because I want to get them out to people. You basically make no profit on them at that price, but I don't care. The goal is to get the information out. So the toll-free number to order the films is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com to peruse our safe, secure shopping cart, our bookstore, and video store there. I carry a lot of other great titles and videos on a host of important issues. All the best stuff is there, Infowars.com. Watch free clips of the films, read about them, but whatever you do, get them today. Or call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And last but not least, you can go to prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day, and see all my films, read my book, Paul Watson's book, print-off copies, my weekly TV reports. We charge 50 cents a day because we couldn't do this without charging for the bandwidth. It's just become... I started PrisonPlanet.tv 15 months ago because I couldn't afford the three servers we had at the time. We were going to have to shut it down or quit giving free video. So a lot of the video is still free, but some of it is for subscription, and you do support us by doing that. And we need your support, folks. It's just that simple. That's how you donate to us. That's how you support us. Going back to Dr. Green. Dr. Green, we're going to go to calls here right now, but anything else that's important that we need to be aware of?
Well, just the fact is that, number one, you mentioned the issues about Prozac and Ritalin and what's going on with these black box warnings. I mean, people need to wake up to the fact that we are not drug deficient. We are nutrient depleted. That the fast food manufacturers are just as guilty as we purvey this crap that they lay on us as far as white flour, white sugar, all these artificial colors and flavors and things to preserve the food but have no nutritive value, and people are starving. Their brains are starving. And then when you give them these drugs, it further depletes their bodies of these important nutrients. And they go crazy. They either commit suicide or they have these mass rampages that like we saw in Minnesota with that Jeff kid. And it's just very, very, I think, scary, the fact that we are not waking up to that fact. I think that your listeners are waking up to that fact, but it's getting that message nationally. When you have over 70% of the country using some form of alternative medicine at this point, having this freedom, like you say, eventually taken away. It's very insidious. It's not going to happen right now, but it's going to happen later down the road, that we do have to wake up, that we do call our congressmen and let them be aware that we do not want to support CAFTA.
Well, here's the analogy. Galveston, Texas, roughly every 35 years, gets covered with water. And the biggest disaster in U.S. history, something like 15,000 died, going from memory on that number, but about half the people on the island died. So they finally built a seawall, which has stopped that. Well, a few years down the road, they're going to take the stuff off the shelves. Are we going to build the seawall now? Are we going to defeat this globalization now? Are we going to continue to let this happen? Now, it's just that simple. We have to stop procrastinating and support what you and others are doing, Doctor.
Well, I appreciate that, Alex. I really do. But, let's take some callers and let's see what they think.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead. Or Darren, excuse me. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
All right. I just want to say I'm a new listener. I don't get the call often. I work two jobs here in New York, so I stay busy. But I'm a new, also a new member of Prison Planet and GCN, and you're doing a great job there. I know it's a hard job you're faced with, but you're doing a great job there. But I'd like to say hi to your guests also, Dr. Green.
Thank you, Darren. I appreciate that.
All right. This is it's a shame with this Castor, what they're doing, and I'm really into my nutrients, also my vitamins, because the food is so bad. Now, you said somewhere down the line, as far as the timeline, what are you looking at to try to put this in place?
Well, just a real brief thing that we haven't talked about, that was the European Food Directive. And, Alex, I don't know if you know much about that, but that is really the precursor of what Codex is really based on. That had a ruling April 5th from the Alliance for Natural Health by Dr. Rob Burkirk, who was fighting that food directive. And that food directive is essentially, as of August 1st this year, is going to remove approximately 75% of the supplements in the European Union off the shelves. Now, Rob Burkirk and his organization fought and won a lawsuit on that, but the final ruling on that was supposed to take place before the Codex meeting. Unfortunately, the powers that be, they pushed it to July 12th, which is 3 days after the Codex finishes.
Well, Doctor, I don't know as much as you do about this, but I've been studying it again for about 8 years. Bottom line, if they get this through, we're looking at about 2 years before this starts.
About two years, approximately. That is correct. What you're going to see is the final draft, I think, guidelines that will be wrapped up in defining the World Health Organization upper safe limit.
So basically, the sentence is coming down here in the next few weeks. We've got to, and then we'll just be on death row.
That's the way I look at it. I think it's going to be a matter of, I think when you look at the whole picture, they want to have the world totally dominated by 2010, December 31st, 2009, actually.
They've openly said that, and it's funny you said that, by 2008, we see every one of their programs, national ID cards, all of it, by 08, enforced by 010. We're going to wake up tomorrow, folks, and it's going to be 08, 010. We got to fight this. Anything else, Darren?
No, I originally called to say something about Paul Harvey, but
say it. Go ahead.
You covered it all, brother. But he doesn't realize Black Americans have been some of the greatest patriots, and Native Americans have been some of the greatest patriots that this country's seen in every war.
Well, for those that don't know, he said, "Hey, we got tough and gave them smallpox blankets, and we greased the skins with black slaves, and we got to get tough again and use nukes." I mean, he's endorsing this stuff. It's pure evil.
Right. And when people fall into that and think that they're going to be part of this new world order, that's when the surprise is going to come into it. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Darrell. Darren, I can't get names straight today. Excuse me. Let's go ahead and talk to Daniel in Texas. Daniel, go ahead.
Glad to be a Prison Planet TV subscriber coming up on my annual renewal here this week.
Well, thank you, sir.
And very quickly, last week you had Representative Court out of San Antonio on regarding the constitutional amendment. I finally got to read that. It's as weak as it can be. He has absolutely no teeth, and I'd appreciate it if you could get him back on and hold his feet to the fire about how weak that proposed amendment is.
Okay, Darrell, you're talking about the state rep I had on from San Antonio concerning the situation with Freeport, Texas, where they're trying to take private property away from somebody for a private marina, and you're saying you've read the legislation, which I have to admit I've been so busy I just scanned over it, and you're saying it's weak?
Yes, the proposed constitutional amendment that they're wanting to put on the ballot in November, it has absolutely no teeth. It will not change a thing. It's just a grandstanding action. It looks good, but it does nothing.
Well, that's just classic. And, you know, going back to Dr. Green, Chris Green, who is, of course, on the board of Coalition for Health Freedom, and the website there is coalitionforhealthfreedom.org, you know, the phony war on drugs. We've got more drugs on the streets than ever. Now we're going to have this war on supplements, literally making them illegal if they have their way, if it's not, you know, distributed by big pharma. Really, it gets back to controlling our own lives, controlling what we put in our bodies. And it ties into this other private property issue. It's just private property and freedom of choice is under attack at every level, Doctor.
Well, absolutely. When you look at that problem that of forced vaccinations, where people think they have to have these vaccines, you look at the problem with the food and the food quality that we're looking at in this country, and our choices just slowly really being whittled away. I mean, we're looking at the population being reduced And it's a very great plan in how they're doing that. And, I mean, I hate to say that, but that's exactly what's happening here. We have these rights taken away. You're going to see more and more people get sick and suffer more and more degenerative diseases. As we've seen over the last 100 years in this country, the amount of degenerative diseases has skyrocketed.
Doctor, they had a report a few years, last year on CBS locally, but it was put out nationwide. And it openly said that mercury is good for you, contrary to popular belief. I mean, they're getting that crazy where they're saying mercury in vaccines is good for children.
Mercury is a known toxin, carcinogen, end of story. I mean, at no level is it good for you at all.
Well, I've seen the scientific reports by major mainstream medical institutions that it is the most destructive heavy metal in the brain, the most reactive.
Well, where we're getting the most sources are, I mean, when you look at what a child goes through by the time he's 2 years of age, he has gotten over 200 times the lethal, I mean, not lethal, but 200 times the amount that's considered safe by
250
EPA.
Times, yeah.
Absolutely. And so when you look at that aspect of it, and then you look at what's going on with these kids in mercury fillings, and then the dental profession is not acknowledging that, and the problems that you look at with the vapors from those being secreted over year after year after year, and then 25 years later, you're seeing the same vapors being secreted by these mercury fillings. No wonder we're having the degenerative conditions that we're having in our society.
All right, Daniel, thanks for the call. Great points. In fact, let's play this 45-second clip. This is from KI Action News here in Austin. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
And, of course, those were government-funded studies, so I would expect to start seeing mercury pills on the store shelves, Doctor.
Well, I mean that's very laughable, because when you look at what's happening is that we're looking at different things that are going on within the brain, that the mercury really creates a real pathogenic approach to it. And what's going on there is that we're seeing this correlation with autism and these vaccinations. And especially
for those that don't know, it moves like a living creature. It literally burns through the brain like acid and continues moving from neuron to neuron. We have the electron microscope video on the website. Whereas other heavy metals just toxify and kill them slowly, mercury actually short-circuits them and they explode.
Well, David Kennedy has another website, www.iaomt.org, and he goes into that fact and showing how mercury accumulates in various organs and tissues and creates that devastation.
But according to them, I mean, next we'll hear cyanide's nutritious. Arthur in Kansas City. Arthur, go ahead.
This Kansas. I got two things here. When Bush was governor of Texas, he appointed a Gonzalez to the Supreme Court down there. Is that the same Gonzalez?
The guy that's pro-abortion, the guy that's anti-gun, the guy that was a member of MeSHA, the guy that says torture's good. Yes, Enron lawyer.
He said Al Gonzalez in Texas. Is that the same one here?
Yes, sir. That's Alberto Gonzalez.
Okay, I got one other thing here that might tie in with this CAFTA thing. When Bush made his speech the other night, the offstage announcer introduced him as the President of the United States, not of America, just the United States, meaning the hemisphere.
Interesting. I that may have just been somebody not reading their cue card correctly, but that's what we're going into regardless. I mean, we have the Canadian papers come right out, Dr. Green, and admit that CAFTA is the beginning of the end of their sovereignty, but you don't see that in our papers, Doctor.
No, we don't, and unfortunately it is the beginning of the end. When you look at what's going on, I mean, it's really the final step, the likely last step to be able to create the free trade area of the Americas, and that's really, I think that's going to be on the agenda before Bush leaves office to have that completely in place.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Arthur, in Kansas. Who is up next here? I've got my call list scrambled. John in Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome, John. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. Don't be too surprised about Paul Harvey. I pulled this off of the Shrine of North America's site. He was initiated as a Freemason on September 30th of 1936 in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I knew that, yes.
He was also inducted into the Order of D. Malay June 25th of 1993. Now, a question for your guest. My chiropractor sells supplements as well, and he's got a powdered form of vitamin C. Will that codex allow for powdered supplements where you can control your dosage or not?
No. The way I'm looking at it and reading it, they're trying to really restrict any type of supplement like that, because what they're looking at is trying to get very rigid requirements or upper, what they call upper safe limits.
Yeah, I've read a bunch of it, just to jump in here, and what they do is they only authorize vitamins and minerals that are delivered into the caplet as a part of a very expensive process to shut out competition, and as the doctor said, those tend to be the synthetic types. Go ahead and go ahead, doctor.
No, exactly right. You said it exactly right. And what's going to happen is that you're going to see these minute levels that will be available, really. And what they're looking at is that they're not really going to have any biological value whatsoever. I mean, it's going to be really laughable what's available.
One final thing. When my child was born, I looked into all the vaccine inserts, and on the MMR insert that I got from the immunology place was it actually is grown on a fetal bovine bloodline. So they actually say, if you read far enough along, that there is a theoretical possibility of CJD, which is Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease or mad cow disease.
Well, sir, it's all the viruses and bacteria and things. You want to get a comment from the doctor on that?
Well, I'll tell you, I think...
Doc. We'll do a minute on the other side. And we got third hour coming up, folks. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139, or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
former special agent assigned to the Treasury, Joe Bannister, talking about his big court victory. We'll be coming up with his lawyers in the next hour. Bunch of other news in a short time to cover it all. Take a few final calls from Wesley and David, and then that's going to be it with this important guest, Dr. Green. But Dr. Green, people don't know that the vaccines are literally bred in these different soups of animal and human tissues, and that they find all these weird viruses and bacteria and DNA fragments, this is admitted, in the vaccines that are causing, in many cases, more health problems than they supposedly even treat. Comments?
Well, when we see, like, the polio vaccine, for instance, and we're finding now that many tumors, cancerous tumors, have the SV40 virus, the simian virus 40 virus that is a part of the tumor, obviously what we're seeing is that these things are not working, that actually when you look at even still now, 250,000 people a year still suffer with some paralytic polio, and this is despite the fact that two vaccines, one available since 55, the other since the early 60s, are basically, you know, not working in these.
Well, they admitted that the smallpox vaccine they wanted to give medical workers, who, by the way, refused almost unanimously, would actually give many people smallpox. Let's take two final calls. Wesley in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hi. I'll make this as short as I possibly can. Thank you for taking my call. Doctor, I would like to stock up on vitamins, and I wonder if you have any suggestions as what we can do to lengthen the shelf life of those vitamins, refrigeration, freezing, or do you have any ideas?
That's a good question. I mean, at this point, the major thing that I would be looking at if I were going to do anything, and what I keep in my own medicine cabinet is I use a lot of North American herb and spices, oil of oregano. I think it's one of the more broad-spectrum killers, antimicrobials, I mean, fungus, bacteria, virus, I mean, even bacteria that mutates.
Yeah, bottom line, Wesley, we want to defeat this.
Absolutely.
We don't want to have to store it. I mean, most vitamins go bad in a few years.
That's exactly.
Dark, cold places. Generally, but some vitamins that will actually destroy them. So we can't, you know, it's too big of a subject to give advice on that. I want to take a final call from Puerto Rico, but anything else, Wesley?
Just one thing I was going to say. I've been taking oregano now daily for 8 years with my wife, and neither one of us have had a cold or the flu in the last 8 years.
There you go.
No, and no shot.
Thanks for the call, Wesley. David in Puerto Rico. David, welcome, sir.
Yeah. Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, fine. I just want to give you a call. I'm complimenting. I just want to say we just saw your film, 9/11 Rise of Police Day.
Yes, sir.
At our school in Puerto Rico, and I just want to give you a compliment. It's an awesome film, man. A lot of our people basically woke up. What's going on here?
Oh, really? How many people saw the film?
Well, so about 300 people saw it, and basically, you know, we was at your website, and it's very powerful stuff you have.
Oh, did they show it in the auditorium?
Yeah, we showed it one time. Yeah, it's really awesome, and we're going to show it again on Thursday, or again another show, and it's a very powerful film, very 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 powerful.
Well, I want to thank whoever the teacher or the student that got that shown, and God bless you.
And also, you just mentioned also about vitamins. And also, I mean, a lot of vitamins here on the stores here, and a lot of them are out of date. And you just mentioned, also, there's a lot of vitamins here on the stores here. A lot of them come from the States, and you realize a lot of them are basically out of date.
Well, that's the thing. You've got to do research. Doctor, final comments on what he just said.
Well, I think overall, just keeping up the good work and of what your show is doing and being able to get people aware of what's happening and that the freedoms are being really breached in many areas and being able to really wake up the collectiveness because people seem to be in a coma and there's a lot of apathy out there. And
well, a lot of that has to do with bad nutrition and bad water.
Truly does.
All right. Well, Dr. Green, really appreciate you coming on with us. We'll have to get you and your colleagues back up in the near future as we watch the fight over CAFTA. Now in the House, already passed the Senate. Thank you for coming on.
Alex, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you, David, from Puerto Rico.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.